welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that fascinating assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer. This music is sung usually with piano accompaniment. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear songs of Ned Roram in celebration of his 92nd birthday. He's consented to a phone interview for this program. Well, congratulations on your 92nd birthday.
Well, thank you. It's the sort of thing that happens to other people, but not to oneself. To be 92, my gosh. But thanks for the congratulations.
Let's hear one of Ned Roram's most famous songs, The Lordly Hudson, to Paul Goodman's words.
Driver, what stream is it? I asked, well knowing it was a lordly Hudson, hardly flowing. It is a lordly Hudson, hardly flowing, he said, under the green.
Regina Sarfati sang Roram's Lordly Hudson, with the composer as pianist. I like this classic recording.
Thank you for liking my songs with Phyllis Curtin and Donald Graham and so forth. There are no recordings like that coming out anymore. First of all, nobody's writing much songs because there's no singers to sing them, but people think much bigger in much bigger forms now.
Let's hear the three medieval poems with Charles Bressler, then Phyllis Curtin, and finally Donald Graham.
The other night I saw a light, a star as bright as day. And ever among a maiden's song, bye-bye, baby lullaby. this virgin clear who had no peer unto her son did say, I pray thee, son, grant me a boon to sing bye-bye lullay. Let child or man, whoever can, be merry on this day, and blessings bring, so I shall sing bye-bye, baby lullay. Bye-bye, baby lullay.
The little pretty nightingale among the leaves so green, would I were with her all the night, but you know not whom I mean. But you know not whom I mean. The nightingale sat on a briar among the thorns so keen, and comforted my heart's desire. But you know not whom I mean. You know not whom I mean. It did me good on her to look. She was all clothed in green. Away from me her heart she took, but you know not whom I mean. Lady, I cried with rueful moan, mind ye how true I have been, for I loved but you alone, yet ye know not whom I mean. Yet ye know not whom.
Anonymous Poets of the 1500s. We began with Charles Bressler, then Phyllis Curtin, and finally Donald Graham with Ned Roram, the composer and birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Mr. Roram, you were born on the 23rd of October, 1923. So you're 92 now. How's your health?
My health is, as things go, is pretty good, I suppose. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I can't imagine dying, because none of us can.
It's good to hear you're doing so well. Let's hear more Roram songs in these classic recordings with Roram at the piano.
Thank you. just love the best, the only true plant found, wherewith young men and maids distressed and left of love are crowned. When once the lover's rose is dead or laid aside forlorn, then willow garlands bout the head bedewed with tears are worn. When with neglect the lover's bane poor maids rewarded be, for their love lost, their only gain is but a wreath from thee. Cooling shade, when weary of the night, the love-spent youth and love-sick maid come to weep out the night.
Oh.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and the 92nd birthday party for Ned Roram. We just heard five of his songs with the composer at the piano. We opened with Song for a Girl to poetry of John Dryden, composed in 1953, with Gianna D'Angelo, soprano. The second song, To the Willow Tree, was composed in 1950 to a poem of Robert Herrick and sung by bass Donald Graham. Then we heard Echo's songs to the words of Ben Jonson with Charles Bressler, tenor. The fourth song was Upon Julia's Clothes to the poetry of Robert Herrick with Donald Graham. And finally, The Silver Swan, to a poem by Orlando Gibbons with Gianna D'Angelo. As I said earlier, all these songs are accompanied by the composer Ned Roram. Mr. Roram, are you composing or writing any more books?
Actually, I don't do any composing at all. I've written a huge amount of music, as you know. I guess you know. And so that's kind of, and the same with books. I don't write prose much anymore. I've sort of said everything I have to say.
Oh, wow.
But I like to hear that it still exists and certain people are in touch with it.
I understand that you wrote a song for Tanglewood's 75th anniversary. That's something to be celebrated.
Yes, I did. I can't even remember now what the song was. But
yeah, well, it has been performed.
I know it has.
Were you there?
No.
Oh, okay.
For something that short, I'm not going to go out of my way to go to it any longer. After all, what am I, 92 now, so gosh.
Excerpts from your books are being used in college anthologies. Again, these rosy-cheeked youngsters are reading Ned Roram. If they haven't heard him, they're going to read him.
Oh, well, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I should think it'd be a wonderful feeling to have your legacy being a living legacy.
It is a very, very good feeling. It is that I have spent my whole life doing this and to know that it's appreciated rather than just nil in a big blank someplace. So I'm very glad about that.
Well, this is Singing and Other Sins, so let's hear an instrumental work by Mr. Roram. This is the mazurka from the set called End of Summer. Thank you. Mazurka from the set called End of Summer was played by the Elm City Ensemble. Let's return to Roram's songs from this classic CD with the composer's favorite singers.
I saw a young snake glide out of the mottled shade and hang limp on a stone, a thin mouth and a tongue. Weakened and was gone. I felt my slow blood warm. I longed to be that thing, the pure, sensuous form. And I may be
dangled and drooped. Love.
swelling obscenely from mildewed crates, hung down long yellow evil necks, like tropical snakes. And what a congress of stings! Stems rank silo rich, leaf mold manure lime piled against slippery planks. Nothing would give up. Upon me such a smile that caution and impatience, both my wardens, are flung into the winds that mile on mile pour northward from the Miami Gardens. Where my dead mother lies and red the rose and the hibiscus bloom, but there is no fancy to me more fair and dear in those distances than the presence of Sally O.
Roram wrote the first song, Snake, in 1958 to words of Theodore Rutke, and we heard it sung by Gianna D'Angelo. The second song is one I've enjoyed singing myself, Rain in Spring, to words of Paul Goodman. It was sung by Regina Sarfati. Then another of Roram's hits, Root Cellar, with words of Rutke, sung by Graham. And finally, Sally's Smile, to words of Paul Goodman, also performed by Donald Graham. The pianist was the composer and birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Mr. Roram, your latest opera, Our Town, has had 4 new productions this year, and that there are 133 CDs of your music available.
And you mentioned that there were 4 new productions of Our Town. I wasn't aware of that either, because I get sort of, not blasé, but I don't try to keep up on things. Well, I'm interested in knowing that they're out there and available to other people. But, and all of these 133 CDs is terrific.
Besides opera and songs, Roram has written symphonic music, chamber music, concertos, and sonatas. His latest opera, Our Town, hasn't been recorded yet, but I have an excellent recording of Roram's opera called Miss Julie. Let's hear a portion of that. This is Julie herself singing Sleep on 7 Flowers.
Sleep on 7 flowers, and meet somewhere in
That was Theodora Fried singing a portion of Ned Roram's opera Miss Julie. The Manhattan School of Music Symphony Orchestra was conducted by David Gilbert. This is Singing and Other Sins, and a birthday party for Ned Roram. Let's hear some more of his songs from the classic recording that I've been playing. Three of Roram's well-known songs were written in the 1950s. First, we'll hear Such Beauty as Hurts to Behold, to words of Paul Goodman. Then, My Papa's Waltz, to Röttke words. And finally, Roram's best-known song, Early in the Morning, to Robert Hillier words.
Such beauty as hurts to behold, and so gentle as salves the wound, I am shivering, though it is not cold, and dark as in a swoon. My ears are ringing, a vital fire has stung my hands and feet. I am empty of desire and at peace as on a height. This lust that blooms like red the rose is none of mine. As a song is given to its author, knows not the next note, yet sings along. You ask, what am I muttering, stupefied? It is a plea of thanks that there is such a thing as you in the world.
Make a small boy dizzy, but I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans fell off the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not contain itself. My wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped a buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed, still clinging to your shirt.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day,
as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe. I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray and the smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. Under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay. Very early in the morning of a lovely summer day.
We began that set with Regina Sarfati singing Such Beauty As Hurts to Behold. Then Donald Graham sang both My Papa's Waltz and Early in the Morning. The composer, Ned Roram, was the pianist. It's time for another sin of Ned Roram on this program of Singing and Other Sins. We'll hear the third movement of his third string quartet.
Oh.
That was the third movement of Roram's third string quartet, the Mendelssohn String Quartet performed. Did you know Gertrude Stein?
No, but I knew Alice a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Gertrude Stein died before I ever could have known her.
Oh, I see.
But I went to see Alice Toklas for professional reasons. I had to get the rights to something or other on a Gertrude Stein text, and so I went to see her. She talked exactly like Gertrude Stein
really?
Would have talked.
Big influence, right? Hard influence not to imitate.
Exactly. Well, I am Rose in my
right.
eyes are blue.
Right. That whole poem, yeah. that's probably less than a page.
I am Rose, my eyes are blue. I am Rose, and who are you? I am Rose, and when I sing,
Regina Sarfati sang the 18-second-long perfect art song of Ned Roram to the poetry of Gertrude Stein. The composer was the pianist. Now we'll hear two longer songs. I guess all songs are longer than I Am Rose, that Mr. Roram composed in 1956 and 57. First, See How They Love Me, two words of Howard Moss, and then Visits to St. Elizabeth's, to the poetry of Elizabeth Bishop. St. Elizabeth's was a home for the insane.
The time of the old brave man that lies in the house of Bedlam.
Charles Bressler sang See How They Love Me, and Regina Sarfati performed Visits to St. Elizabeth's. The composer, Ned Roram, was the pianist. We've been enjoying the music of Ned Roram to celebrate his 92nd birthday on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. There is a repertoire, and there's a Roram repertoire. If you just wanted to do Roram songs, you could sing for a long number of hours.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, sir, I've chattered on long enough, and you've chattered on long enough. Please be good and give my best regards to Mary. She helps.
I certainly will.
She's set this all up, and she's so nice.
And anytime you want to call, let me know, and or just do. And we'll remain in touch, and I'm very, very pleased that you're out there.
Well, I'm pleased to talk to you. It's been a pleasure, as always, and I wish you a good 92nd birthday.
Okay, and same to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, join me for the beautiful songs of Swiss composer Otmar Schick. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Frail flesh too.